राधा रानी की जय। टुडे इज द फेस्टिवल द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ भागवती पराशक्ति कृष्ण स्वरूपा कीर्तिदा कुमारी विश्वानु दुलारी श्रीमती राधा रानी। हार्टियस्ट कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन टू ऑल ऑफ यू एज यू आर गेटिंग द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू हियर समथिंग अबाउट राधा रानी ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस डे। द परतत्व परात्पर तत्व लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ ऑलवेज विशेस टू हियर अबाउट राधा रानी। सो ऑल ऑफ अस नीड टू नो अंडरस्टैंड राधा रानी इन ट्रू सेंस इफ यू रियली वॉन्ट टू सेलिब्रेट राधा अष्टमी। We must know who Radha really is and why I am celebrating Radhashtami. If you want to celebrate Radhashtami, we must know who is Shri Krishna, who is Srimati Radharani, who are the gopis, the Braj beauties. We all need to know all this very, very clearly. This pravachan will not be of much benefit to all the new devotees who have come here. Shri Krishna is Nitya Anand Rasa Brahma Tattva, the personification of eternal happiness, Rasa Brahma. Shri Krishna himself relishes his own Nij Anand Rasa, the sweetness of his own bliss, by manifesting himself in the form of love personification. Shri Krishna, the Sachidanand Vigraha, manifests his own bliss, Nij Anand, in the form of Radha Rani. Radha Rani is Prem Vigraha Rupa, the personification of love. That love is actually the condensed bliss residing inside. Radha Rani and Shri Krishna are abhin, they are non-different. There is no difference between Radha and Krishna. If we try to understand Radha and Krishna merely on physical aspect, we will never be able to understand. Skand Puran states, Atma Ramasya Krishnasya Dhruvam Atmanasti Radhika. Atmanam Shri Krishna, who is the Atma of Shri Krishna? Radha Rani. This is Dhruva Satya, eternally true. Just as death is the truth of life, similarly, Srimati Radha Rani is the Atma of Krishna. That is the truth of life of Shri Krishna. Now, why is Shri Krishna called Atmaram? Because the Atma, the soul of Krishna, Radharani, he does Raman in his own Atma. That is why he is called Atmaram. Just now, what did I tell? Who is Shri Krishna's Atma? Radha. And what do the Vedas further state? Aham Aradhya Hridye Atma Rupena Samstita. He says, I myself reside in the heart of Radha in the form of her Atma. And what does Skand Puran states? That Sri Radha resides as Atma of Krishna. Thus, both Radha and Krishna are totally non-different. Though non-different, they manifest in different forms eternally to relish Leela Ras. Shri Krishna relishes bliss from Parashakti Radha. They are non-different. Krishna does not search for happiness outside, anywhere outside, the way Jiva does. The living entity looks for happiness outside. Krishna doesn't look outside for happiness. And who are these Gopijan, Vallabha, Braja beauties? They are the Antarang Vrittis, the innermost sparks of the Haladni Shakti, the bliss potency Radha Rani, who manifest outside. They are gopis, the Braj gopis, who are always increasing the bliss of Shri Shri Radha Madhav. The antarang faculty, the vrittis of the Haladni Shakti, lakhs and crores of such antarang vrittis of Haladni Shakti manifest themselves in innumerable forms and remain engaged in increasing the bliss of Srimati Radha Rani and Shri Krishna, the Parabrahma Ras Tattva. The gopis are Kaya Vihurupa, the expanding phalanx of Srimati Radhika. In reality, Shri Krishna is Radha and Shri Radha is Shri Krishna, And all these Braj Gopis are the Antarang Vrittis of the Haladni Shakti. These Antarang Vrittis, the rays, they manifest themselves in different individual forms as Sakhis, as Manjaris, as Dutis, as Sacharis. In different forms, these Vrittis manifest themselves and are constantly engaged, absorbed in increasing the bliss of Shri Radha Madhav. These are Gopijan, the Braj beauties. They are just like an instrument. Let's try to understand further of who Gopijan, the Braj beauties are. They are Srimati Radharani's Vichitra Vikas Vilas. Vichitra means variegated. Mere one vritti of Radharani, not Radharani, complete. Only one vritti of Radharani, let's say a mood of Radharani is one gopi, one manjari, one sakhi. This way they are innumerable innermost vrittis. They are all gopijan gopis, the braj beauties. Till an iota, a drop of love is attained from the personification of Haladni Shakti, Sri Radha, no jiva can attain the service of the Lord. We say Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. But what does Radharani actually do? We should know this properly. Else, how can we ever relish the bliss of her service? Who are you? Who Radharani is? And what is your relationship with her? We need to know. Even among Sakhis, Gopis, there are three types of relationship with Radharani. Krishna Snehadika, Radha Snehadika and Sam Sneha. Three types of Gopis. Those whose love for Krishna is more than as compared to their love for Radha, they are called Krishna Snehadika. And those who have equal love for Radha Krishna, they are Samasneha. And the Manjaris are Radha Snehadika. Their love for Radharani is greater than their love for Krishna. And this Manjari Bhav is especially the gift which Mahaprabhu has come here to give us. Manjaris always consider experience themselves as Radha Snehadika. So we, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, whenever we get up in the morning, we should firmly believe, who am I? I am soul. No, I am Radha Snehadika. I have more love for Radha than Krishna. I am 12 years old. In the morning we get up, we should remember this, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are chanting Hare Krishna. At the time of sleeping, what should we remember? I am Radha Snehadika. And of course, when we are awake, what should we remember? I am Radha Snehadika. I am servant of Radharani. So when we will do it this way, only then we will experience the same in dreams. You want to do Radharani's service? Do you want to? This is why you have come here? Huh? Isn't it? So, who is stopping you? Who is objecting? Is anyone stopping you rendering service to Radharani? Render service. Simple. Why are you so physical in your thinking? Why do you think so physically? You want to serve. Why always thinking physically that now I will offer roti or I will offer money, I will do physical service? Radharani's service is possible even at this time, right now, for you. You please come out of your concept of being physical always. You are not physical. You are spiritual. Soul, you are spiritual. Your relationships cannot be material, cannot be physical. You are spiritual. All your relationships are spiritual. When the Gurudev, spiritual master, gives you Diksha in an unbroken 500-year-old lineage from Mahaprabhu, that initiation establishes your eternal relationship with Radharani in Manjari Bhav. He gives you all the mantras, Manjari mantras, Radharani mantra, Mahaprabhu mantras. So when, after this initiation is established, the relationship is established, which was not there before, then you start doing the seva of Radharani. Don't think physical. Radharani is not a physical tattva. When we want to serve, why do we think at physical level? Though we are offering this way to the deities, but still we can do it mentally as well. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a devotee was about to offer hot kheer in his meditation, so he thought of checking it is hot or not, he put his finger and it got burnt. Why? Because serving mentally is actually direct service only. Don't be physical in your thinking. Please stop it. Don't be physical in your relationship. She is my mother, physical mother. She is my physical wife. He is my friend, physical friend. Why are we so stuck up in this physical concept? Radharani is reality. Just as we say, he is my friend, likewise, she is my Swamini. She is my Guru Manjari. She is Lalita Sakhi. They are all mine. They are real. They are not physical. They are spiritual. So establish this spiritual relationship. Who is stopping? And once when you take proper initiation in a proper bona fide lineage, you will attain your Manjari Swarup, your Siddha Pranali, your eternal Manjari form from Gurudev. And then you will render service accordingly. Who renders service to Radharani? The living entities who go from this world to the spiritual world. Who renders service? Those who forget everything of this world. They can come up. They can go up to the spiritual world. Only this is to be done. What do we have to do to attain this Manjari Bhava, the Unnat Ujjwal Ras, the elevated brilliant Rasa? Just unlearn whatever you have learned. And you have to learn that the expertise of service, that is why Mahaprabhu says, Ateva Gopi Bhav Kori Angikar. The Gopi Bhav is not physical, it is spiritual. So whatever feelings we have with our mother, etc., what are those feelings? They are related to physical bodies. When you see your mother, your physical, by seeing physical, your emotions arise. And what are all these emotions? They are always present just on the surface level of the memory. If that is erased, that is, if the memory loss occurs, then all your emotions, all your memories are gone. So you are vanished from the memory loss. So is this your life? A tiny memory chip, that's all? Is this your life? Such a cheap life, such an ordinary life? Everyone is having their small chip. So we can put whatever we want in that chip. Don't be physical in your relationships. You are not physical. We do darshan of Radha Krishna in different temples. Lalita Vishakha are also there. We say Lalita Vishakha, but still don't feel any relationship with them. Feel absolutely no relationship. Why don't we feel so? We should try to know who Radharani is. Who is Lalita? Who is Vishakha? They are the Param Preshta Sakhis. The most confidential Sakhis of Radharani. Most dearmost Sakhis. I will tell you something, that so that the festival Radhashmi, we wish to you celebrate Radhashmi throughout the year, not just today. Rather, you should celebrate Radhashmi throughout your life from today's Katha. That is our purpose. Once Radharani was sitting in Sanket Kunj, meaning by indication, a place is told where Radha Krishna's love sports will take place. So Radharani in her Abhisarika form with intense eagerness was waiting for Shri Krishna. She waited, got tired, but Krishna, he failed to show up. Then after a long time, Krishna comes at the entry gate of the Kunja. The moment she takes darshan of Krishna, Lalita Sakhi had already instructed Radharani to sit in Maan, be angry with Krishna. Radharani was being taught by Lalita not to make up with him easily. And Radharani never disobeys or ignores Lalita Sakhi. So Radharani is sitting in Maan and tells Krishna, "Hey Shyam, why have you come here? Your red eyes clearly show your anurag, your attachment to another woman. It's better you go to that woman with whom you had been and you had been getting bliss from her. So you better go there, don't come here. Alright, now go." In this way, Radharani is sitting in Maan. I want to tell you one thing very clearly. This Maan is not like the anger or the annoying feeling which one gets here with their kids and husbands and this. In spiritual world, Golok, everything is rasa only. There is no annoyance as such. Here people refuse to talk, get angry with their spouse, kids. But why is Radharani getting upset with Krishna? To make Krishna relish Manras, not for her own pleasure. And who are the gopis? They are the personification of love. So every desire of these love personified gopis, they are eating, they are drinking. It is for whom? For whose pleasure? For the pleasure of the one they love. Why do they wear clothes? Why do we wear clothes? Because we like that. Why do we take bath? Because we like. Why do we eat? Because we like to. But gopis are not like that. They decorate themselves very beautifully. What for? They wear ornaments, diamond necklaces, gems, studded anklets, silk sarees. Why? For Krishna. Not for their own pleasure. They even breathe only for Krishna's pleasure. And telling this in between so that we don't get illusioned. Radharani does man to make Krishna relish manras. Now, when she is in the state of man, love takes a very sweet form. It becomes all the more relishable. For Lord, there is nothing which is unattainable. But at the time of man, Shri Krishna's own Aladni Shakti becomes unattainable for him. To attain her becomes difficult for Krishna. So to make Krishna relish manras, Radhani does man. Now our Shyam is totally maddened over sweetness of Kishoriji. Shyam is maddened and requesting in various ways, bowing down before Radharani, "Oh Kishoriji, please forgive me. I swear I will never repeat my mistake in future. Actually, I did not even go there." Krishna is doing chatukari, trying to please Radharani in various ways. Radharani, she is not ready to make up with him, to give up her man. Why? Because Lalitaji's instruction, beware to break the man. Now to attain a glimpse of Radharani's mercy, the Paratpar Tattva, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, darshan of whose, the particle of whose lotus feet is unattainable by Brahma and Shiva, even after doing penances for millions of years, so much sacrifices, still no darshan. What is this Paratpar Tattva doing? This Krishna, Supreme Lord, is standing and begging. And Manjari, we are standing close by. Krishna indicates us, the Manjari, that let's go outside, the Kunja. And he calls them outside. Krishna has firm belief that Manjaris are Radharani's very dear Sakhis. If Manjari's request Radharani on his behalf, Radharani will never refuse. As we say, go through them, no? You are not going to be rejected. So Krishna begs, folds his hands before us, the Manjaris, and requests to kindly beg forgiveness on his behalf. All glories to this Radha Dasyam, all glories to Shriman Mahaprabhu, all glories to his supreme gift, the Manjari Bhava. He doesn't beg in front of others, only in front of Manjaris. The Lord, the master of innumerable Brahmandas, universes, on whose indication even the kaal, the time factor fears, on whose indication the wind blows, the water flows, one breathes, the world is created. That Parabrahma Krishna is praying with folded hands before Manjari. Why? Because he has firm conviction that he cannot woo Radharani on his own. We go to whom to get our work done? To the Lord. And here the Lord is trying to get his work done. And whom is he approaching? Us, the Manjaris. So Mahaprabhu has descended to give us this. The Lord begs before us. He will beg, he will request before us. Can you believe it? This is a supreme gift. Anarpit charim chira. Never bestowed before. Lord knows that if Manjaris will say, it's okay, Radhani, forgive Krishna. Because Manjari abhin de abhin pran, Kishoriji will never refuse. Now, Manjaris could not tolerate Krishna's pitiful condition. Krishna has prayed, requested so much. So you can imagine Krishna bowing down before Manjari. Manjari could not resist. Means I could not resist. Then we say, okay, Krishna, hold on. Let me see. You stay here. Don't come inside till I say so. Manjari, we ourselves go inside and ask Radharani, why are you sitting in one? On one hand, you yourself cannot wait for Krishna, cannot tolerate Krishna's separation. Day and night you are just weeping. And now when he has come, you are waiting, letting him wait outside. When he is here, you are sitting in man. Why so? Radharani is also immensely eager to meet Krishna, but is not meeting. Why? Because one of Radharani's name is Lalita Bhiti Manini. Means, the one who is angry with Krishna out of fear of Lalita. She has some hesitation from Lalita. Although Lalita is Radharani's expansion only, the Kaya View Swarupa, like Vishakha, but they have all the different natures to make Krishna relish variegated rasa. In reality, there is one rasa. This one rasa has expanded himself in three forms. Try to understand. One rasa roop, the personification of rasa. Who is that rasa personified? It is Shri Krishna. So Shri Krishna now has expanded himself in three forms. The aswadiye, the relishable, aswadak, the relisher, and aswad, the relish. One who relishes, and what he himself is the relisher, and he himself is what he is relishing, and he in the manjaris he is assisting the rasa. The relisher is Krishna himself. Aswadya tattva is also Shri Krishna, and the aswad, the relish, is also Krishna himself. There is nothing besides him. Eko brahm dvitiyo nasti. There is just one brahm, nothing besides him. So in the form of Lalita Sakhi, it is Radharani only, but has a different nature, so as to make Shri Krishna relish more. So out of fear of Lalita Sakhi, Radharani is not doing man bhanga. Now Manjari has understood that Thakurji is very eager, Swaminiji is also very eager, but till Lalita Sakhi gives her green signal, their meeting is just not possible. So we, the Manjari, we go in search of Lalita and we enter a kunja and find Lalita and say, "Hey Lalita, you are sitting in this kunja." Huh? Lalita asks, "So what? Tell me what happened. You have ordered Swamini not to meet Thakurji. Do you know they are so eager to meet and she is also suffering from pangs of separation and you are just sitting here alone to maintain your dignity. She is not meeting Thakurji. Tell her to break her man. Please order so that she can meet." Then Lalita Sakhi says, "Okay, they can meet." So Manjari goes out and we accomplish the meeting of Shama Sham. We worship Lalita, Radharani, Vishakha at the altar. We should know what is the mood of Lalita Sakhi, what her relationship with Radharani is, how she deals with Krishna. Only then we can truly properly worship Lalita Sakhi or Radharani. Then we can get proper benefit by performing devotional service once we have clear-cut understanding of all the emotional dynamics of the spiritual world. We offer so many things. Now, a paan is offered to Swaminiji. And what is our Swaminiji's state of mind when she is having paan? Let's try to know. We make Radharani eat paan. It is just like ordinary paan made of cardamom nuts mugs, huh? No, it is not so. That paan has Shams, Krishna's intoxicating nectar, the adramit of Krishna's lips. Sometimes what happens is, Swaminiji is meeting with Sham, Krishna is over, and thereafter Swamini is absorbed in talking about Krishna with her sakis. So who does Krishna katha? Radharani herself. With whom? With the sakis only. So whatever she has relished, she is relishing again with the sakis through Haspariya, joking. So Radharani is relishing with sakis the bliss which she experienced at Kunja. Suddenly, Manjari serves the paan. And now there is no difference between paan and Shri Krishna. On the proportion one loves Krishna, one experiences, one feels Krishna. And in the proportion of love, one relishes Krishna's prasadam. Paan is Shri Krishna, there is no difference. Just imagine, the unattainable Shri Krishna. Consider for instance, boy is trying to meet girl. Meets her with great difficulty. How will he feel? Aha! The same way. Though she has relished the bliss with Shri Krishna and Kunja, but the Durlabta, it is so difficult to attain that it makes them forget that. On seeing Pan, she feels as if Krishna has come. She becomes totally overwhelmed just by seeing the Pan coming nearby. She's totally enchanted from the fragrance of the Pan. Sakis and Manjris are there with her, serving her. What do they witness? Looking at Swaminiji, it seems as if she is sitting there with Thakurji, with her back hugged against Krishna's back. She has assumed that posture. And then she starts uttering something. All this starts just by eating Pan. And the Manjris, we are relishing all this. Seeing all this, we are relishing like anything. That is why it is said that as Sadhak begins to experience one's relationship with Radharani, it becomes difficult for him to live. He just prays and prays, please engage me in your service. Please take me out from this world. I don't want to live here. Please take me out. Please engage me in your service, Radharani. The mamta for Radharani is not like the servanthood for the Lord. It is not like that. Love for Swaminiji is filled with lot of affection. Lot of affection. Manjuri is lordly. When Shri Krishna faints out of ecstasy, both Radha and Krishna, they need Manjuri. Whom will they call? In their confidential relationship, they will call Manjuri. Their lordly. So, for the welfare of all you saints, I request you with folded hands that stop being physical in your thinking. Stop being physical in your relationships. Huh? Alright? We attain the relationship with Krishna immediately after initiation. With Radharani, with Krishna, with Guru Manjari, immediately after initiation. Taking initiation should be the first step for those who are chanting Hare Krishna. And that initiation should be taken from any of the 500-year-old lineages which are still existing from the time of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Else, one will never be able to understand anything, one will never be able to relish anything. Huh? I hope from today's Radhashmi Katha, you all will be benefit for your life and you will experience your relationship with Radharani, with Lalita Sakhi, with Vishakha Sakhi, with Guru Manjari more thickly, more deeply. Jai Radhe. Radhika, Srimati Radharani, is an unsolved mystery for everyone. What is this Radha Tattva? This is a very big mystery for everyone. Indeed, when there is any appearance of the Lord, the avatar, like Vishnu Tattva, then to understand that avataran, one needs to have lots of blessings. Janma karma chame divyam. To understand that janma, the appearance of any Vishnu Tattva. Only then one can understand if he has got blessings. When there is so much difficulty in understanding Lord's appearance, like people think that Lord's body is made up of some Tattva, this is difficult to understand. So Lord's Krishna descent is even more mysterious. Rahasyamaya. When Krishna appears, he descends with four hands first, then he becomes a child, then he takes a flute. So this is all ununderstandable, impossible to understand. This is even deeper than the other avatars. When Lord descends himself, it is not easy to understand. Even the deeper tattva than Krishna is Radha Tattva, which is mentioned in Vedas in a very secretive way. The descent of Radharani, the avataran of Radharani, this is the deepest tattva. In Trikal, past, present or future, one cannot understand this with one's own limited intelligence. Only by the grace of Guru, a bona fide Guru, or Krishna, or Radharani, one can understand who Sri Radharani is. Everyone understands, hears as per one's own qualification. Everyone hears the same katha, but understands in a totally different way. The understanding is dependent on one's seva bhavana, chitta shuddhi, the heart's purification and the service attitude. Why? Because ataha Shri Krishna namadi na bhaved graham indriyo. Sevan mukhahi jivado swayam evas purate adaha. By mere intelligence one cannot understand. Only by the seva bhavna, which one gets by proper initiation, the seva bhavna, when the, once the relationship is established, only by that one can understand all these internal things. When someone is blessed with Lord's darshan, someone feels he is Kamdev, and someone feels that he is Yamduta, someone feels Krishna is a village boy, someone feels he is a king, someone feels he is a child. Like this, what is Bhagavati? She will be differently seen and heard by everyone. When, just imagine, when the soul is so astonishing, it is said in 2nd chapter Bhagavad Gita, that is so ashcharyamay, how much the Lord will be ashcharyamay, astonishing. Likewise, her descent will be very, very deep, and Radharani's descent, avatarana, will be very, very deep. So the supreme deep tattva is Sri Radha. If someone worships Lakshmi Narayan and we ask him, who is she? They say, she is Lakshmi. Who is he? He is her husband Narayan. So she is her wife. But here in Radha Krishna, if one asks, is she Krishna's wife? No. She is Parinity's wife? No. She is just a Ramani. She does Raman with Krishna. She performs Madhurya Pasam, conjugal pastime with Krishna. But she is not wife. And you are worshipping such a female. And who are the 7-8 females with her? These are Ashta Sakhis, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Indulekha, Champaklata, Rangadevi, Tungvedya, Sudevi. Please tell me more about Radha. We can tell in reality that Radha has got one husband, her name is Abhimanyu, her mother-in-law is Jatila and sister-in-law is Kutila. And all the Sakhis, 8 Sakhis, they are also married and their husband's name are this and this. And someone asks you, are you worshipping them? Is this your God? And these married women do pastimes with him. When do they do? Oh, every time, all the time. Night, morning, evening. They run from their house at night and go to Krishna. In the morning also, they secretly meet, and evening also. And you are worshipping them. This is your God. Very good. So what do you want to do by worshipping them? Huh? We want to help Radha, Krishna, Lalita, Vishakya in their pastimes. Achha, this is your goal. When you will say this, then people will ask. And they will say, you are unique and your Lord is also unique. How much deeper tattva is this? An unsolved mystery. Radha Krishna, ek atma, dui deha dhari. Till one understands what is Radha Krishna tattva, Radha will be mystery for everyone. And we will never be able to worship her in right manner. Radha Krishna are not two, like here in this material world. The word two means two. But it is not applicable in the spiritual world. Radha Krishna are one, not two. For Leela Ras Aswadan, they have manifested themselves in two Swarupas. Or Sri Radha and Sri Krishna. But actually they are one. Those who will not understand this tattva won't be able to understand Radha Krishna tattva forever. They will never be able to understand Braj, Vrindavan. Never be able to understand how the emotional dynamics of spiritual world takes place. Sri Krishna is supreme Shaktiman. He has got full powers. And Sri Radha is his supreme Shakti. So what does this Shakti do? What does Radha do? When she, in her unmanifest form, she gives pleasure to Krishna as Swarupananda. And Sri Krishna takes pleasure from his own Swarupa. And when she is manifested herself outside, then Radha Krishna, ek atma, dui deha dhari. Then, who will do all the work of giving pleasure to Krishna? Who will do all the work of increasing the pleasure of Sri Krishna from all angles? Huh? Radha. Radha's Swarup is this only. Gopi's Swarup is all this only. To increase pleasure of Shri Krishna. this para shakti, this aladni swarupa Shri Radha, manifests herself in many forms, kaya vyuha, as sakhis and manjris, and hence thereby gives more pleasure to Shri Krishna. Radharani's millions and billions of vrittis are manifested in the forms of sakhis and manjris. Please pay attention. First is Krishna, then Dui Dehe Dhari, Radha Krishna they become, from one they become two, and now they have become millions, they become manifested as Lalita, Vishakha and other manjaris. And what do? They increase the pleasure of Krishna. In reality, Lalita, Vishakha, etc., Rupa Manjari, etc. are Krishna himself. As Krishna is Radha and Radha is Sri Krishna, there is no difference between the two. And the Puranas say, Buddhi Vedam Cha Ya Karoti Naradhama. Those who are most fallen among human beings, they keep discriminating between Radha and Krishna that they are two. Okay, even if someone says, okay, let them discriminate, what would happen if they do so? The Brahmavivara Puran says, Tasya Vasa Kal Sutro Yava Chandra Ivakaro. It says that if one discriminates between Radha and Krishna as two, then he will reside in Nark, hell called Kala Sutra. For how long? Till the sun and moon exist. Chandra Ivakaro. So they are not two, they are one, understand. But they are manifested in two Swarupas for Leela Ras Aswadan. The Sam Rahasya Upanishad also states, the one who is without beginning, Krishna, since time immemorial, he himself has manifested in two Swarupas. And he is eager to worship his own, eager for his own worship. Shri Krishna worships Radha and Radha worships Krishna. There is no difference between two. Both of them are worshippers and worshipped, worshipable also. Brahman Puran says, Radha Krishna Atmika Nityam, Krishno Radhatmiko Dhruvam. Radha's soul is eternally me, Krishna, and my soul is eternally Radha. Have you ever heard this thing? There is a soul in the body, and that soul has that body as its own, as its soul. This Radha Krishna Tattva is a deep Tattva. Radha is the soul of Krishna, and Krishna is the soul of Radha. And for us, Amar Ishwari, Vrindavaneshwari. She is the goddess of Vrindavan and we worship Srimati Radha. We worship Radharani with Lalita Vishakha. We know something about Lalita, that Radharani fears Lalita. Let's know more about Vishakha Sakhi. So when there is Radha Ashtami, there is also Vishakha Ashtami. The same day they are appeared. So when we do darshan, when we offer prayers to Vishakha Sakhi, we should very well know that Lalita Vishakha are very dear to Radharani. Vishakha Sakhi is Radharani's Bahisht Pran, the life which moves outside. Are you getting this? Vishakha Sakhi is Radharani's life who walks outside. To all those places where Radharani herself cannot go, she sends Vishakha Sakhi. Not even for a moment, Radharani leaves Vishakha's association. Despite being in Divya Unmad state, the transcendental intoxication, Mahaprabhu at Gambhira, constantly associated with Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar. They Lalita Vishakha and Radharani. Mahaprabhu is Radharani and they are Lalita Vishakha. So all three of them at Gambhira, these three at Braja, we should know relationship with them. What is my Swarupa? What is my nature? We should know this, and we can get to know this by getting initiation and getting Siddha Pranali, our true nature, whether we are soft, a little harsh or very hard on Krishna. We should get to know about all our eternal bhavas from our Gurudev. And accordingly, we can meditate and try to serve them. Now, what kind of pastimes takes place there? Just see. If we want to go to Braja, we should forget that there will be any sort of pastime related to opulence of Krishna. Shri Krishna is Lord. We have to forget this completely. Although Shri Krishna is Lord, but by forgetting this only, we can try to serve Him. Not even for a moment does any Brajvasi think Krishna is God. They are so intimate, confidential pastimes. One who thinks Krishna as God can never enter the realm of Braja. That is why Krishna, the Braj, is not easy to understand. What does Radharani say to Vishakha? Hey Vishakhe, I believe in you fully. I have great faith in you. You go out on the pretext of plucking flowers where Krishna is also standing. And you say, no, but just casually speak about me. Try to pretend as if you are not seeing him. Just speak something about me and try to attract Krishna's attention. So Vishakha is doing the same. Radharani is teaching. Look, Vishakha, listen what you should do. Both are planning of how meeting with Krishna can be organized. You go pick flowers, then Krishna will ask you, you're talking about whom? Who is this lordess of sweetness? Then Vishakha, you say, no one. I am not saying anything. I am not saying. Then Krishna will say, please speak. There is nothing to be afraid of. There is no harm in telling me. Please speak now. No. It is not meant for you. Then Krishna will say, I am already acquainted with her. I have already had a confidential relationship with her. Then Vishakha, you will say, with you? She has relationship with you? Oh, there is so much of difference between the two of you. Radharani, my Radha, is supremely pure and you are lumpat, a debauchee. She follows supreme cleanliness, bathes thrice a day, and you are ashuchi, dirty. God is dirty in Braja. This is what Krishna hears. She is devoted to worshipping the Lord and you are totally impious. You do not do any worship at all. Radharani is steady and you are chanchal, whimsical. Radharani is teaching all this to Vishakha. This way you just have conversation with Krishna. Okay, Vishakha? You can. This kind of conversation takes place and we listen to all this. And we assist that. Now, what does Sri Krishna say? What do you mean? What did you say about me? Durvasa Muni has addressed me, described me as Brahmachari in Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Do you know this? Sri Krishna says like this. Do you know this? He's just accusing me without any basis. I am very much devoted. I am pious. Do you know? I am also initiated in Vishnu Mantra. Every morning I do prayers. And you are saying I am whimsical. I am not chanchal. I am very steady. I held up Govardhan for 7 days with my hand. See my hand, powerful hand. How dare you tell me all this? I am not all this. I am a very nice person. Please, Vishakha, arrange my meeting with the Manorama you are describing. I request you. This is what Thakurji says. Radharani teaches all this. Krishna says, I will personally install the deity of sun god somewhere in the cave, make some sort of a temple. Radharani comes for Surya Puja every day. So you take her there and I will have her darshan from a distance. And if Vishakha, you are kind upon me, then I will be allowed to touch her foot soles once. Please bring her here. First thing, Radharani is eager to meet Krishna. Secondly, Krishna is planning to meet Radharani. Both are planning this way. In Braja, there is Durlabta, very difficult to attain each other, Radha and Krishna. They are unattainable. It is not like Lakshmi Narayan, they are always together. It is very, very difficult. They are eternally difficult for each other to attain. And this unattainability is there in every pastime. So Vishakha says, just for instance, if I do your work, make you meet with her, what reward are you going to give to me? This way, it happens amongst youngsters. Similarly, Thakurji says, you're talking about reward? I will myself give to you. I'll give myself to you. Will surrender to you. And you are talking about reward? So this is Vishakha's nature. We have already told, what about Lalita Sakhi? And now we are telling you what kind of relationship we have with Radharani. How can we serve Radharani? This relationship is so intimate, it is beyond any jiva's conception. Relationship with Radharani. And Radharani herself teaches Divya Gaan, divine song to us, the Manjaris. What is this Divya Gaan? Actually, this is a very intimate song describing Radha and Krishna's intimate love affairs. Just see, the Lord becomes chamatkrit, astonished from seeing the desires of devotees. Devotees become chamatkrit, astonished, and the Braj beauties, their love is of very high class. This leaves Krishna even more astonished. And Radharani, who is the highest, whose love is the highest, who is endowed with Madanakya Mahabhav, that astonishes Sri Krishna fully. So Radharani is so much capable to astonish Sri Krishna that when she raises her eyebrows, she throws her glance, Kripa Kataksh Bhajanam, when she throws her Kripa Kataksh, a sidelong glance, Krishna becomes so much astonished that he just faints in ecstasy, goes unconscious. This is our Radharani. Radharani ki jai. So we are to serve this Radha, our Radharani. Just by seeing her sidelong glance, Krishna becomes unconscious. We should know her nature, should know each and every activity which takes place there, about the environment, the atmosphere there. This is to be known. Bhakti is nothing. We just have made it so complex. Bhakti is actually nothing. The place where you want to go, you just know it, know the atmosphere around there, and just adjust yourself accordingly. That's all. Nothing more is to be done. The place where you want to go, the atmosphere, and just adjust yourself accordingly. Bas. Sometimes Krishna is making excuses to meet Radharani, and sometimes Radharani is trying, and we are trying to help both of them. This is the environment there. Now Thakurji faints in ecstasy, and she has thrown her glance. By mere one glance, she is love personified. So when Krishna faints, Radharani tries by various means to revive him, make him conscious, but all efforts go in vain. Thakurji himself is not able to break his own swoon, his own ecstatic state, and neither does Thakurani or Radharani. She also is baffled how to make Krishna conscious. At that moment, whose help is required? Mine. My help is required. Me, the Manjari's help. Lalita Vishakha cannot do this. Why? Because when Krishna faints in ecstasy, he is reawakened. That swoon is broken by the Divya Gaan, the divine song. What kind of Divya Gaan? The intimate song which describes the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Through that divine song, Krishna's swoon gradually breaks. Now, Radharani herself is the topic of Divya Gaan. How can she sing, "Oh, I am like this, I am like that"? Can anyone sing like this, that I am like this or that? So this is to be understood. Through humanly feelings, we have to go to the unhumanly, the spiritual abode. By being in this world only, one thing can be learned, one thing can be gained, the feelings. What kind of feelings, father, mother, their relationship with the children, what are those feelings? The relationships are not right. Such relationships are right there in the spiritual world. Everything is here, just the shadow of the spiritual world. Now Radharani herself cannot sing about herself because she is the topic of the song. She needs someone, the medium. One, Krishna. Second is Radharani. And the third one is you, the Manjari. You will be required. Your help will be required. That is why we pray, "Oh Kishori ji, oh Radharani, when will you teach me that Divya Gaan, the divine song?" Because Thakur ji will definitely faint in ecstasy so many times just by your sidelong glance. And you know, you will not be able to break his ecstatic state. Huh? So, whose help will be needed? Huh? My help to awaken yours, dear Shyam. Yours truly me. I will present in your service. Kindly grant me your dasya. Now Lalita Vishakha are also sampran. They are also very close friends. But this Divya Gaan, the song about the divine love affairs which takes place in Nivrit Nikunja, in which not even the Ashtasakis can go, only the Manjis can go, such intimate detailed song is called Divya Gaan. Radharani herself teaches her intimate dasi, the kinkri, the manjari, this Divya Gaan. She herself teaches. Who else can teach? other than her. Radharani teaches her intimate dasi. When she teaches, nobody can enter that place. Radharani herself plays the instrument and teaches the manjari by sitting close to me, manjari, Radharani and me together and no one else. So that he regains, Krishna regains his consciousness. Once Radharani throws her glance, the Sachidan Tattva, he gets drowned in the bottomless ocean of Radharani's sweetness. There is an ocean of Radharani's beauty. We say Rasatal, Taratal, Atal, Patal. In the center of that, the boat of Sri Krishna's heart, the Krishna's Chit, it gets drowned. And that the sunken boat of Krishna's Chit is to be brought out from that deep state. Even if one goes slightly below the ocean, it takes time to come out. And here, Krishna is at the bottom of the ocean of Radharani's sweetness. Bottomless ocean of Radharani's sweetness. Just goes down and down and down. And the boat of Shama's Chitta is sunk. Neither Sham can come out on his own, nor Radharani can take him out. So, Nikunjayo Navratikeli Sidhyayali Bhir Yuktira Pekshaniya Tatrati Dakshyatvati Vallabhasya Vande Gura Shri Charanaravindam. Tatrati Daksha. At that time, the Daksha, the expert sailor, is required, who can take the boat of Krishna's Chit, the expert sailor, the Manjari, who can take out Krishna from this static state. So when we sing, we should meditate on this. When we sing Tatra Ati Daksha, who is that super expert? One who is taking the sunken boat, the drowned boat of Krishna's Chit. He is super expert in that. He can revive Krishna. He is that Manjari. Manjari is taking out Krishna. Radharani knows that even she cannot do this. Thakurji is drowned. So how to take him out? One instrument is required, and the instrument is Devyagan. Can you imagine Thakurji and Radharani requiring help? All of us say to the Lord, O Lord, please take my boat across the ocean of birth and death, across the ocean of suffering. And now here, the Thakurani are saying, Hey Manjari, you take us across the ocean of suffering. Can you imagine? The Lord is telling a Jiva, please make me cross the ocean of suffering. Huh? This is the spiritual world. Radharani is teaching the Divyagan. Why? She cannot tell Lalita Vishakha. If she tells, she will feel shy. We cannot share our most confidential talks with everyone. This Radharani shares only with Radha Snehadikas, her manjaris. With this bhava, we should render service to Radharani. We should believe that I will take Krishna's boat out. We always pray, Thakurji, you please make me cross over the ocean of birth and death. No, I will make you cross the ocean of suffering. We should have firm belief that I am a manjari. By your mercy, I will take your boat out, of course. So today, we pray to Radharani that you please become my everything. Please become my life and soul. Please make me an instrument in your Leela Ras. Please become my everything. Please make me forget that I am anyone's wife or husband or anyone's father. You become my everything. Make me forget everything. This is a fact. We have to unlearn practically whatever we have learned. If you remember the taste of pizza or paneer, then we are not going to get the Lord. If you have the desire to get car, or if you don't surrender to a guru in 500-year-old unbroken lineage from Mahaprabhu, then how will this Unnat Ujwal Ras, the Manjari Bhav, how will this come? Please think deeply. Accepting Guru is not a formality from anywhere, any place. No. One must search. It should be from an unbroken 500-year-old lineage from time of Sriman Mahaprabhu. You can get initiated from any parivar, Nityanand parivar, Advaita parivar, Gadadhar parivar, Srivast parivar, any parivar. But from a bona fide parivar. and get your Siddh Pranali and do Manjari Bhav Sadhana. In this way, you will get that Unnat Ujjwal Rasa, which Mahaprabhu has come here to give. So now, one who is capable, the Manjaris, to take Thakurji's boat out from this total ecstatic rapture, who are they? The Manjaris. The Manjaris examination is also conducted. Many a times, in the Aprupa Vilas Bhavan, Sri Radharani sits close to Manjaris and gives Manjaris training of this Divya Gan. Swaminiji takes Manjari to a Vilas Bhavan, makes her sit alongside and plays Veena. In this way, just imagine, just meditate on this. On this, you are sitting with Radharani, the sweetness of her form emanating, when she is singing in the Nikunj Bhavan. Won't the sweetness from all her aroma, will that not emanate? And above that, her nectarian, melodious voice, sweetness of her beauty is the first thing. Then sweetness of her song, that nectarian sweetness, the sweetness of her beauty is flowing, jar. It is as if it is nectar showering through such Veena. And when you sit, relax at your place, you sit without wheel over your head, right? Likewise, Radharani is sitting with you, the Manjari, with no wheel over her head. Very, very casually with a friend, like Sakhis sit. The girls sit with each other. To teach us how to play Veena, the Divya Gan. And as the string of Veena is being played, Shama is getting intoxicated. Krishna, when one does Gayatri, do Mantra Smaran, on whom does one meditate upon? On the Mantra Devta, the presiding Devta of that mantra. Similarly, when an ordinary sadhak devotee cries, calls by the Lord by his name, the Lord comes. And when Radharani is calling Krishna, her East, her beloved, the worshipable deity by heart, how much time Krishna will take to come? Think about it. That very moment Krishna comes, calling her by her own Veena, through her own voice, knowing her own requirement, she teaches Manjari. Radharani has requirement. She teaches Manjari. She knows Krishna goes unconscious. So Radharani herself teaches how to play Veena to the Manjari, to us. And then Krishna comes, appears within a moment. Krishna is relishing the sweetness of Radharani's beauty and her voice. And he becomes totally maddened, stunned. Thakurji cannot resist himself. He comes before Radharani and asks, "Oh, hey, Radhe, what are you teaching this Manjari? This Naveena Manjari? What are you teaching? Huh? Just leave it. Achha, tell me. What are you teaching? Please sing once more for me. All right." Then Radharani says, gives Manjari us the indication to sing. So we, the Manjari, start singing the Divya Gan which Radharani has herself taught. As the Manjari sings, it becomes difficult for Thakurji to distinguish if he is relishing the sweetness of the Divya Gan or he is relishing the sweetness of Radharani's beauty. What is the topic of Divya Gan? The sweetness of Radha's beauty. As a song is going on, Radharani's sweetness is manifested. And it becomes difficult for Thakurji to relish Radharani's sweetness merely through ears. So what does he do? He becomes totally intoxicated. And then, after some time, Kishore Kishori say, "Wow, how beautifully you have learned. It all happens this way. All this cannot be attained by one's own efforts." When we totally forget that I want this, I want that, and become totally surrendered, then by Guru's grace, we get to know about our Manjari Swarupa, our own Seva, everything. We get Radharani's Darshan, our eternal Swarup's Darshan, everything. The surrender is the very life of bhajan, the pran of bhakti. Without surrender, the bhajan is not done. The advancement in bhajan can only be through one thing, and that is called surrender. We get mercy when we surrender. Mercifully, Thakurji or Gurudev can bestow it to us. Whatever desires we have practically, they are at the level of intelligence, physicality, etc. And Lord, the happiness and the supreme happiness of Jugal is beyond matter, beyond mind, beyond intellect. It is something beyond intellect. And one is trying to get that via intellect. So one will not be successful. So one should surrender practically to Gurudev in an unbroken 500-year-old lineage from Mahaprabhu and receive that gift which Mahaprabhu has come here to give through all the bona fide lineages coming from Sriman Mahaprabhu. Shri Radha Rani ki Jai.